Okay, today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Lama Test. Today's shiur is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. Zeicha Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda, whose yortzeit is today. The Sama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're on Lanach Es Amud Beis, a few lines at the bottom from the case of the Apikoris talking to, the Min talking to Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. So Amalei Ahum Mina Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, Ksiv. The Pasuk says, by Mahafeichach Stone Va'amora, Pasuk says, Vashem himtir al stone ve'al moro gafris ve'ish me'is Hashem min ha-shamayim. Like that God rained down, you know, sulfur and fire from Hashem. Why, so the min picks up on, why does it say from Hashem? Right? It says me'ito mi bo'ilei. It should say gafri me'ito, not from Hashem. Hashem's talking about somebody else. I don't understand the question. So Amar lei how kove, so this, I guess, launderer said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, you know what? Shavkei, leave him alone, v'ani mahajalei. I'll answer him. I'll give him an answer. The pasuk says by Lamech, "Vayomer Lamech l'Nashav Adav Tzila Shema'an B'Koli Nishay Lamech Azina Imrasi." So now, since Lamech is speaking to his own wives, why does it say why does he say Nishay Lamech? He should just say Nashai. My, you know, grammar would say my wives, right? Mi boyle Ella Mishtoi Krahachi Hachanai Mishtoi Krahachi. I guess he's saying this is the way that the Torah talks. I don't know if he says that's. This is the way Torah talks. Amar Leir, Rabbi Shmuel says to this Kovei, Minolacha, how do you know this is just stam the way that the Torah talks? So he says, Mi Pirkei de Rav Meir Shemilei. I heard these from the drushes of Rav Meir, that this is the answer. Amar Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan said, Ki Havei Darsh Rav Meir B'Pirkei, when Rav Meir would darshan, Havei Darsh Tilta Shmata, he would give over a third in, you know, just shmuos, things that he heard, tilta agata, a third in agata, tilta matli, and one third of his drasha would be mashalim. So now they talk about the mashalim. But Amar Rav Yochanan, shalosh meyos mashalos shualim hayolol Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan said that Rav Meir had 300 parables dealing with foxes. Right? Anu ein lanu el shalosh. And we only have extant three of them. What are those three? So the Gemara lists three psukim. Abos yochlu boser v'shinei bonim tikhena, mosnei tzedek abnei tzedek, and tzadik mitzara nechlatz v'yavo rosh tachtov. So what is that? So basically on Rashi says, Rashi explains, and I think Rashi only has two of them here. I'm not sure what the third one is. He says, mashal hu shirima hashul es hazeiv. Right, the fox tricked the wolf. We kanes lechatzar Yehudim be'er Shabbos to go to the chatzar of the Jews on Erev Shabbos. We'll attack any mind tzarchi suda and to try to get some food from them. The yochel imayim b'Shabbos to help him with the Shabbos meal and to eat Shabbos. Ukeshabal likanes chibru alav makelos. When he got in there, they whacked him with sticks. The Jews didn't let him eat. So bala haragas hashual. So the zeb came back to kill the shual. Amarlo halakucha ela b'shvil avicha shapam ato hiskel l'sayim b'suda va'achal es kol netach tov. So he says, they only hit you because once happened before, your father's once ate there, and now you're getting hit for what your father did. So he says, Amalo, bishvil abani loke? Do I get knocked because of my father? So Amalo, hey, yeah, avos yochel boser. He quotes that pasuk. I'm not sure what the nimshal is on that. I'm not even sure. So since the father once ate the anavim before them, they hit him. So too that they hit him. I don't know. So the next case was that he says he basically tells him, come with me and I'll find you. I'm just going to sue Rashi. I'm sorry. He says, come with me and I'll find you a place to eat. So he came to him to the face of a pit, right, of a well. And on the well, on the edge of the well, there was like the stick with the bucket, sort of a weight and a counterbalance, right? That's what we're in Rashi. Aval ba'im yivarecha makom lecha v'tzboa. So ba'lo ala be'er be'asfaso mutal eitz v'cheva mushka alav. U'b'shnei rosh yechev v'shnei d'loyim k'shurim. You have two buckets. Nichnas ha'shu'al, the fox went into one, b'dli ha'elyon, v'hichbid v'yarad l'mata, v'dli ha'tachta ayla. And he went all the way down to get to the food, and he went down, and the other basket went up. Amar lo azev lama atan nichlasam. So the wolf said, "Why are you going down there?" Amar lo yesh kam basav gavino lechav l'svo. There's food down here. So the hair of the mus levana b'mayin kid mus agul kamin gavino agula, and a reflection of the moon looked like cheese. So Amar lo, right? Ani heyach erid. How will I get down there? So Amar lo he comes atav b'dli elyo, and you go into this top basket. Nichlas v'hichbi v'yar v'dli shashu alav ala. So the wolf went down, the fox went back up. Amar heyach ani ola. How am I supposed to get back up? Amar lo tzadik mitzara nechlatz v'yavo rasha tachtav. the tzaddik's going to be saved, and the rasha's going to come in his place. Lo kach siv mosnei tzedek. That's something about mosnei tzedek. It's only two mishalim. This mishalim, so I get that if you go after your taiva so much, you probably end up going down, and as opposed to coming up, it's probably a mishal to the yitzhara. I'm not sure what he says over there. I'm sure he has a nice footnote to explain. What? Okay. Those are three of the 300, and Rashi seems to quote two here, of the Mashalim of Rav Meir. Okay, now we're going to talk more about Kofrim. Amalei Kofr the Rabbi Gamliel. The Kofr says to Rabbi Gamliel, Elokeichen Ganavu, your God is a thief. The Pasuk says, when Hashem created Chava out of Adam, he took something from Adam. It says, Vayipol Hashem Elohim Tardema al Adam, Vayishon, Vayikach Achs Mitzaloso, Vayiskor Basa Tachtena. He took out the rib. He stole the rib from Adam, right? So Amalei Barte, so the daughter of the Kofer said to Rabbi Gamliel, Shavke, leave him alone, the Anam Mahajle, and I'll answer him. So Amalei, so the daughter says to him, Tenuli Dukus Echad, bring me a policeman. Bring me a policeman. In other words, I need something, or judge. I need the policeman. Amala Lamalech, why do you need that? Why do you need it? So she says, Listen, Baalino Laila. Right, thieves came to our house tonight. They took a silver plate. And they left the gold one in its place. Get me a police officer. I was stolen. So something was stolen from me. So Amrali, the Kofer said back to her, these type of listeners should come to us every single day. So Doris says back to him, only a woman can say this. Isn't it took away a rib and he got a woman? Obviously, a better deal for Adam. So what are you telling me that he's a thief? Question though is though, like you're still not allowed to steal, right? You're not allowed to take something to joke. You're not to take something away. Still gazela. Like the Rambam says, even if you take it away, go to almanas lemekot to give back. So doesn't this still fit into the concept of gazela? Okay. So Amalah. So the Kofer says back to her, Hakika Amina. You're right. But this is what I meant to ask. Lishkele beheje. Why did he have to knock him out and give him super anesthesia? Why didn't he just do it when he was awake so we can see what was going on? So Amralei, the daughter says back to him, Isili umsu de bisra. Bring me a piece of meat from like a live animal. Just rip it out and give it to me. So they brought it to Osve tuti bichasha. So he said, go cook this and eat it. So Akateva Amralei echomihai. And then she says to him, won't you eat this? So Amralei miyasi. It's disgusting. I saw where it came from. So Amralei, so the other rishonami, ihavishikli behejit. Had he seen where it came from, habimisalei. Sometimes you walk into the butcher and you see where the meat actually comes from, you get a little disgusted. Once it's on the plate, it's not such a big deal. But see where it comes from, it's a bit of a problem. So that's what she said. You know, Hashem didn't want to risk that the other Marisha would be disgusted by the fact that Chava came from, you know, he saw the creation process, he saw the rib come out and saw the whole thing. So he knocked him out and put him under general, actually, in order to, so he wouldn't see it. Okay. Amalei Kofa, Amalei Kofa, Rabbi Gamliel. Another, I don't know if it's the same Kofa. Whatever. I'm like, Rabbi Gamliel. Yadana Elohaichu my covet. I know what your God is doing. I know what he's doing. I'm a nubbin. I know what he's doing. So, it's Nigad v'itnach. So Rabbi Gamliel basically made himself look like he was very sick, and he was dying. He made himself look very sick. So I'm like, my high. So the Kofa says to him, what's wrong? Why you feel? What's wrong? So I'm like, Bein Eichad Yeshli B'chrochei Hayam. I have one son who's Me'ever Yam, he's far away. V'yeshli Giyaguim Alav. The Ein Demachlis Le'Nahale. I have these Gagun, these desires to see him. I want you to show him to me. I haven't seen him in such a long time. Let me know what he's doing. So Amar, the Kofa says back to him, Mi'adan Heichanihu. I don't know where he is. How am I supposed to do this? So Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel says back to him, "Di'ika ba'ara lo yadat, di'ika b'shma'i yadat." You can't even find someone who you know. You don't even know what's going on with somebody on the earth. You know what's going on with somebody who's in Shemayim. So weird with these kofrim. They believe in God, but they have questions. It's like a weird type. I thought, what? They quote from Zukim. It's just the weirdest thing. And they have such poor arguments. Right? These arguments are like easily. I mean, I don't know. So Amalei Kofa, Rabbi Gamliel. Another case. Ksiv. The pasuk says of how great the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. It says, "Mona mispal kachavim." It says Hashem can count the stars. So my Rav say, what's so great about this? Ana mitzena l'minei kochvei. I can also count the stars. Okay, I don't know if that's true. So I take avushay. So Rav brought some sort of fruit, shadina ba'arbalei, and he put them in a basket. become a hadrulu, and he was, you know, mixing them up, right? He was, I don't know if it was fruit or coins, he was mixing them up. Sermalei minnu, and he says to the kofer, why don't you count these? Sermalei ukminu, he says, you know, stand still, I can't count them while you're shaking, I can't count them while you're shaking them up. So Amalei, and Bilal says back to him, Rakia nami hachi hadra. The sky also, the firmament also is constantly moving. How are you going to count the stars if they're constantly moving? I don't know. True? You can't, isn't the earth, what's moving? Okay, but look at the perspective now. The stars also don't seem to move. You look at one star all night, it's still there.
Actually,
and
what?
Yeah, but at a certain point in time, you can see, you can. The earth moves because they move around. But anyway, he says you can't count them. I think the puzzle is you can't count the stars. I mean, forget this moving. How do you count the stars? You know, you can't even see all of them. How are you going to count them? Okay, Ika the Amri. There are some say that this is how the story took place. Hachi Amri. This is what the Kohen said to Rogam Liel. Manili kochove, I have the ability to count the stars. Amrele, so Rambam says to them, Emali kakech v'shina kamehavi. Tell me how many teeth you have. Okay? Shada yada lepume v'kam manilu. So he put his hands in his mouth and started counting his teeth. So he doesn't even know how many teeth he has to count. So Amrele, Rambam says to him, Di'ika pumachol yadat, di'ika berki yadat. You tell me you know how many stars there are without counting, and you don't even know how many teeth you have. Pretty dangerous. Maybe he was talking to, obviously he wasn't talking to a dentist. Right? If he was a dentist, maybe he would know the answer. Amrele Kofer the Rogam Liel. The Kofer says to Rogam Liel, Misha bara harim lo bara ruach. The thing that created the mountains is not the one that created the ruach. Meaning that there are two divinities. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Amos, Hine yotzer harim ubori ruach. He fashioned the mountains ubori ruach, and he created the wind. So it's two different entities creating two different things. So Rogam Liel says they back to him, Elameyato Gabi Adam, look at Adam, right? Diksev, the pasuk says, Vayivra, right, Vayivra Elohim Esa Adam, and then it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elohim Esa Adam, right? Vayivra and Vayitzer also. So we could say, Hachanami, Misha Barazel or Barazel. They could tell me the one who created this part of Adam didn't create the other part of Adam. So he says, And if you say right, and if you're going to basically answer that one, if you're going to say that's correct, that's fine, then I can understand. Tefach al tefach, yeshbo ba'adam, ushtein the kavim yeshbo. He had his face is tefach by tefach, and there are two holes, right? The eyes and the nose that are two of the holes in the face of a person. You're going to tell me misha bara ze lo bara ze. Shenei Amar, the pasuk says hanote ozen halo yishma im yotzer ayin halo yabit. So it's note ozen and yotzer ayin, two different things. So you're telling me that the person. I understand. Okay, so two different things created the person. Two different things created the same body part, face. So Amalayin, the Kofer says, yeah, and they're two different. It's two, right? They're two borim. One made the nose and one made the eye. So Amalay, so Rambam says back to him, if you're correct, the Vishas Misa Kul in this Paisu, the assumption is that when someone dies, you only die at the wish of the creator, right? He says no longer wants you to be alive. So if there are two creators, they would all have to agree. Multiple creators would have to agree to take your life. So you tell me that they all agree at the exact moment to take away his life. So obviously not, I guess, is the answer. And that rejected the answer of the Kofer. So the Marshal brings down it's more of a question of like Ruchnius and Gashmius, and that who like it's sort of a rejection of a different type of theology where the Ruchnius is separated from the Gashmius and the two don't mix, as opposed to Klal Yisrael, where we believe that you can be Kaddish to Chomer, the Ruchnius, you know, supports the Gashmius supports the Ruchnius. I didn't get a chance to see the Marshal inside, but at least it may give a little more insight into what this is, conversation was about. Okay, next case. Amr lei hahu gosha la memar. A certain, I think it's a machashef, a sorcerer to a memar, right? I know, based on my sorcery, I know mipalgach li iloi de hormiz. The top part of our body was created by hormiz, which is some sort of shade, right? And umipalgach li tatoi, and the bottom part is the ahormiz. Is from which I think means a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? Is that what Rashi says? right? The Hormiz is shade. The Amar Hormiz bar liltav above the Basra, and the Ahormiz Hakadosh Baruch Hu kari hachi. So the top part, and Tosfos has it the other way around. That the top part, and Tosfos makes the top part of the body was created by Hashem, which was a lev in the moach, and the bottom part of the body, which has the taifa, was created by the shade. So Amar Lei, so our Maimer says back to him, Im Kain, Heichi Shavik Lei Ahormiz Lahormiz Laburi Maya Ba'ari. Why would the top part of the, why would the bottom part allow the waste that comes from the top part into its section? I think that's what he says. I don't know if he says something different over there. Right, so why would you let, you know, why would I allow such something so meus to come through his part? So he rejects. Do the apikorsim, do the minim accept these rejections? Are these real questions, or are they just hacking? Like, what's the underlying these? You know? So Amalei Kesi le Rabbi Tanchum. So the Caesar said to Rabbi Tanchum, Tei lahavi kulan la'amachad. We should all become one nation. The Marsha says this is based on the Pasuk in Svanya, because it says, by the times of Mashiach, he oz epoch el amim safa brua the crow kulam Hashem Hashem l'avdu shchem echad. It'll all be one. So the Kesar figured, oh, we'll all be one like me, as opposed to all be one having the hashkafas of Hashem and the hashkafas of Kai Yisrael. What's going to happen in Yimos Mashiach? So Amar, shades of Shchem and Chamor and Bnei Yaakov here. So Amar, Rabbi Tachum says to the Kesar, l'chaya, yeah, no problem. We're mohel. We can't be like you because you guys don't get bris mila. So atum ehiltu v'havi kavasan. You get a bris mila and then we'll be like you. Really? That's what he's saying? I mean, is he? Okay. So Amalei, the Kesar said back to him, Neimar sapir kamart. What you said is right. You're right. You're right. You bested me in the argument. Miu called the zochei lamalka, but whoever you know defeats the king in an argument, lashdi lebibor has to be shown into basically sent to the Colosseum. You got to be sent to the animals to be eaten by the lions. So shadu lebibor, they threw him in there v'lo achlu, but the animals didn't eat him. A miracle, the animals didn't eat him. Certainly ahumina. So one apikoros says to the kaiser, you know why the reason they're not eating him? Hadlo achlu mishum de lo kafinu, because they're not hungry. Shadu yolele dide. So they threw. He said, fine, they're not so hungry. Let's see. So they threw the men into the pit. So duly l'didei v'achlu, and they ate him. There's definitely a lot more deeper stuff here going on. So I don't know, homework. But next case, I guess it's yeah. They're saying it's a ma'aseh shehayah, but you have to understand what the ramifications. You're saying it's just a ma'aseh shehayah. There's nothing deeper. Could be. All right. Amalei kofer l'Rabbi Gamliel. So another kofer. I don't know why sometimes I call it a min, sometimes I call it a kofer. Is there a difference? What is what? So a min would be a Catholic, a Christian, and a kofer is just someone who's kofer. So Amalei kofer. I wonder if that's the case, then maybe look at the questions. What the type of questions that they're asking? Are they, was the min who asked about the reshuyos? No. Amalei kofer Rabbi Gamliel. So a certain kofer said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Amrisu, it's said, you guys say, kol be asara shchinta sharia. Anytime there are 10 people gathered together, the shchina is with you. So how's that possible? Kama shchinta ika. How many shchinas are there that every time there are 10 people gathered, the shchina descends upon you? So I heard that it's not like a bracha necessarily that the shchina comes when there are 10 people. It's a responsibility. You have an achrayas. Now that there are 10 people, the shchina is here. It comes automatically. And you have to know that now you're in the presence of the shchina, and you have to act accordingly. Yeah, mostly for the day. So Amalei kofer Rabbi Gamliel, Amrita kol be'asara shchinta hu, kama shchinta ika. How many shchinas are there? That every time there could be millions of times, hundreds of times, that 10 people sing together in one moment. So kari l'shame. So Rabbi Gamliel called to the shamish of the kofer, mechabe ba'aptika, and hit him on his neck. I don't know why. And Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel says to the shamish, Amai al shimsha beveti the kofer. Why does the sun shine on the house of the kofer? Amralei shimsha akuli almanaicha. The sun shines on the whole world. So Ramuel says to the kofer, Uma shimsha dechad min elef alfei rivo shamshe de kame kudish brichu. The shemesh, which is one of elef alfei rivo shamashim, so nekosh brochu. It's one of the, I don't know what the number is, it was 600,000? Thousands upon thousands of Shamashim, right? It's its own Shamash. That's why he hit the Shamash. The Shamash is one Shamash of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it shines on the whole world, right? The Shechina of Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Achas Kam V'Kam, it can also shine on the entire world. Shamash doesn't shine on the entire world at the same time, though. Right? I understand the answer. It only gives you half. But why? But it only the Shemesh doesn't shine on the entire world.
How can it be here and down the block?
It's like the sun. You only can get it. You know, dayo. What can you get? You get half. Okay. I have a problem with this. Apparently, the Kofer accepted the answer, and I didn't. So what does that say? So Amrle, I just don't have the question. Okay. So Amrle Ahumina. So another min, a different min, came to Rabbi Avo. Elohim Gachonhu. Right, your God is, you know, he plays with the Nevi'im. He's a jokester. Because he said to Yecheskel, what he says to Yecheskel in Dalid, V'atah shchav al tzidcha smoli, lie on your left side. U'ksiv, and then a few psukim later says, V'shachavta al tzidcha yamini, you just turn over and lie on your right side. So he's making Yecheskel flip over, turn over. What's the shenu? He's just playing with him. He's mesachek with Yecheskel. In the meantime, Asa Hu Talmida, a certain Talmud came to Rabbi Avo, Amar Leh, and said to Rabbi Avo, my time of the Shivasa, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu command on Shemitah? That was the question. So Amar Lehu, so Rabbi Avo says to the Min and to the Talmud, Hashtad Aminu Luchu Milta the Shabi Lutarvayo. I can give you an answer that will answer both questions. Right? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Stami, that's what they were learning in Yeshiva that day, I guess. What's the reason for Shemitah? I don't know. Because he was able to give the answer for both. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to Yisrael, Zero Sheish, you should plant for 6 years. V'yishmitu Sheven. And 7th year, let it lay fallow. Kidei she'teidu she'aretz shelihi. So you'll know that the land is mine. It's not kochiv otzim yodi, right? V'hein lo asu kein. But B'nai Yisrael didn't do that. Elachatu. They'd sinned. V'golu. And therefore, they went to Golos. So he's saying that the reason for the Golos was because they violated Shemitah. So Minhagu shall Olam, the way of the world, Melech Basar V'dam Shachar Alav Medina, if his subjects are, you know, disloyal, Im Achzari Hu, if he's a real, you know, Achzari, then Horigas Kuhn, he'll kill them all. Im Rachman Hu, if he's a Rachamim, Horigetzam, he'll only kill half of them. Im Rachman Rali Rachamim Hu, if he's really filled with mercy, Miyaser HaGedolim Shem B'Yisurim. So all he does is he makes the Gedolim suffer on behalf of the rest. Afkach, so too with Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyaser Yecheskel Kedei Lemarik Avnos Seim Shal Yisrael. He had Yecheskel suffer, and on behalf of Yecheskel, due to Yecheskel's suffering, that was Mechaper Klal Yisrael. Okay, I don't understand that one either. You get that one, Menachem? One person suffers on behalf of everybody? Sounds a little minish. What? Yeah, but is that really, because minus that, we don't view that as a Jewish concept. Okay. Amar le'ahu mina l'Rabbi Avo. So another min came to Rabbi Avo. He says, Elokeichem kohen. God, your God is a kohen. Right? Diksev, v'chu li truma. Take for me truma. Right? That truma was talking about to bring stuff to the base of English. I don't know, whatever. V'chu li truma. Right? And therefore, he's a kohen. He should be able to bury any mason. Right? So, ki karbi l'moshe. So, when he did bury Moshe, b'may tovil. What had the Kadosh Baruch Hu do tevila into the water to become tar, right? V'chitim b'mayim. If you can tell me that he did tevila in water, v'akseh. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says mi madad b'shalom mayim. There's no water that's big enough to fit a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like his whole hand, is bigger than all the water. You know, it's not going to be enough. You got to get the whole body in there. Amrleis. Rav says back b'nuro tovil. Nah, he was tovil in fire, right? D'ksiv ki nei Hashem be'ish yavo. God comes in fire. So umisak l'daitak tivulusa v'nura, and who says that tefillah be'ish is valid? So Amalei, so Rivo says, Adarabba, no, you're other way around. Ikr tivulusa v'nura, he's supposed to be matari things with fire. Diksiv, because it says by the parsha of Hagolas Kalim, v'cholosh lo yovo be'ish tavir b'mayim. Only things that will get ruined in the fire, that's the things you put in the water. But otherwise, ish is the best way. So he says, Hashem was, and he's like, he answers the question, like he accepts the premise. Right, he doesn't address that the question itself is a fallacy. Like, I don't understand. Okay. Amalei Ahu Mina. A certain min says to Rabbi Avina. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echab Aretz. Who is like Who is like your nation, Yisrael? There is a singular nation on the land. So, my Rabsoy, what's the Maila here? Atun Nami Arbisu Bahadon. You're also mixed up amongst us. You're not one nation. You're mixed up amongst all of us. Tiksiv Kologoim Ka'ayin Negdo. Right? I don't know what that means. All the nations are not chashav in the eyes of Hashem. I don't know. So Ravina answers to the men, Mididchu Asidu Alon. From your own Nevi'im, from the Nevi'im of the Goyim, you testify to the specialness of Kla Yisrael. Diksiv, it says by Bilam, Uba Goyim lo yischashav. We're not part of the Goyim. It's like if Chaim says, if you don't make Kedusha, the Goyim will make Havdalah. You know, so if you don't make Kiddush, they'll make Havdalah. So they'll figure out a way to keep you separated. So he says, he doesn't answer the question. He just says, it's like now it's just a steamer of psukim. I don't know how that answers the question. Okay. Rav Elazar asked the steamer between two psukim. Right? This is not a min. This is Rav Elazar. Right? Ksiv, Tov Hashem Lakol. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is good to everybody. Uksiv, Tov Hashem Lakol Bab. Kodesh Baruch Hu is only good to those who aspire towards him. Those who are Makavilo. Right? Lekovav. So Rabbi Lazar answers based on a mashal. Mashal adam sheyesh lo pardes. It's like a person who has an orchard. Kishahu mashke, when he waters the pardes, mashke kulo, he'll water the whole thing. Kishahu oder, I guess when he digs around the trees, eno oder el tovim shebehem. He's not going to be torech after the trees that he sees are the best, are the good ones. So to Hashem, yeah, he likes everybody, but he's oder only around the ones he loves best, which is apparently Klal Yisrael. Okay. Okay. Lefikach, the Mishnah continued. Lefikach kol echad v'echad. Every person has to say b'shvili nivra olam. Right? We said that you have to. We warned the witnesses that if you kill them, it's as if you kill the whole world. And everyone has to say b'shvili nivra olam. Every person is equal to one world. Word, one world. But the pasuk says. There's a pasuk that says, basically, he's bringing a pasuk in Mishnah. It says, "Uba avod rishoyim rina." Okay, be happy when the evildoers go away, they'll be happy. Okay, so the Gemara is dorish this to be the destruction of Achav in a war. Right, Melachim Aleph Perach Beis, Achav goes to war in Aram and he gets killed. So based on this pasuk, the pasuk in Mishnah says, "Uba avod rishoyim rina." There'll be happiness when the Rasha, which meaning Achav, is destroyed. So the pasuk says, "Vayavor harina ben machaneh." So there was a happiness that went through the camp because Achav was really evil and he got killed. So Amar Achav bar Chanina, right? Ba'avod rishon rina, ba'avod Achav ben Omri rina. When he died, there was happiness. I guess everyone was waiting for the nevuah that Achav would be killed. So when the nevuah came through, they were joyous. Umichadi kudush, I guess maybe he's talking about Hashem. Umichadi kudush abrichu b'matpatal shereshayim. Is Hashem really happy with the matpatal of Rishayim? Just because he died, now Hashem rejoices? I mean, it's almost in the Yom. That's why we don't say Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. Right, full Hallel. But Haksiv, the Pasuk says, it's in Divrei Yomim, v'yameid misharim l'Hashem malim l'hadras kodush, b'tseith l'fnei hechalutz v'omrim hodul Hashem ki l'om chasto. Remember Rabbi Yonasan, if nei ma, why they just say hodul Hashem, and they didn't say kitov? Why did they say kitov? So since Rishoyim fell in Milchama, you can't say it's Tov, because Hashem doesn't rejoice when his creations are killed. I mean, that's what Meshach Chachma, the famous Meshach Chachma, talks about this, is that his premise is that there was only one day of Pesach when you see it's Mitzrayim, because the second day Yantif would have been on the Shvi Shal Pesach, and Shvi Shal Pesach is when the Mitzrayim died, and we don't commemorate the deaths of our enemies. We commemorate good things that happened to us. And if you would have made, that's why he says we don't on Purim, we don't celebrate the day that Haman was killed. We celebrate when we were Noach Be'ovehem, and in Hanukkah we don't celebrate the Mochama, we celebrate the Pach Shemen. So Meshach Chachma in Shmos, I think in Perek Yud Beis somewhere. But he basically on this, and he brings it based on this pasuk also. Hashem didn't say Hallel. Hashem told the Malachim. The next case, Damar of Yishmuel Bar Nachman, Amar Yonasan, Ma'idiksev, the low carve Zel Zekol Laila. That this is the, in Shmos, they didn't come next to each other the whole night. Talking about the Malachim. Both Shoshah, Bichu Malachim, Sharas Lomar Shira, Lufay Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malachim wanted to say Shira. Amar Lehen, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masay Adai Tovim Biyam, Batem Omrim Shira Lufanai. My creations are drowning in the sea. Pasuk Pshat is talking about the Mitzrim. Other Pshatim say that he's talking about that Bnei Yisrael hasn't really gotten out of the water yet. But Pasuk Pshat is talking about the Mitzrim, and how are you going to say Shira? And that's why we don't say, one of the reasons why we don't say a full Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. The other reason is because the Korbanos don't change, but as opposed to Sukkos. But that's we don't rejoice in the downfall of our enemies. We only rejoice in the things that that prop us up, I guess. So that's why it's a kasha now on by Achav. It sounds like Kodesh Baruch Hu was sameach that Achav was killed. So Amar of Yossi Bar Chanina, we have to answer that. Who ain't usas? No, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're right. Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't happy. Aval Achemir Masis, but others can be happy when they pass away. The Daikinaimi, also the Diuk, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yossis, right? The Pasuk in Devarim. Kain Yossis Hashem Aleichem Lahavid Eschem Lahashmi Eschem, Beloksiv Yossus, Shemamina. I don't know what that means. What's interesting, Yossis and Yossus, how does he translate that? Okay, so he doesn't rejoice, others rejoice. Okay, now we're going to continue talking about Achav, right? In the end, Achav was killed, and the dogs came and ate him up, and they licked up all his blood. Right, so the pasuk says by Achav, by Yishtof es harecha, by Albrecha Shomron, by Yeloku Haklovim es Damo, by Hazodonos, by Hazonos Rochatzu, and the Zonos washed in his blood, I guess. So Amar Rabbi Lazar says in the Girsa, Amar Rabbi Lazar, right? The death of Achav caused lemareik shtei chazonos. It caused two nevuos to come true, basically. Achav shel Michiyahu, one of Michiyahu, by Achav shel Eliyahu, and one of Eliyahu. When it came to Michio, it said that Achav would die in a war, because it says, "In shov tashuv b'shalom lo dibir Hashem bi." If you come back in peace, it's as if Hashem didn't speak to me. Meaning you're going to die in this war. And Eliyahu ksev, "V'makom asher lukku haklavim as dam navos, yiluk haklavim as damcha gamata." The same place where the dogs licked up the blood of navos that you killed, they're going to lick up your blood when you're dead. So when he died and the dogs licked up his blood, those two nevuos came true. Rava Amar, right, what does it say by Hazonos Rachatzu? What does it mean by Zonos? Like, sounds like harlots. What does it mean? So Zonos Mamash. It was really Zonos. I don't know what that means. All right, so Achav, I don't know what that means. Achav Ish Mitzunan Haya, he was a cold person. He didn't like having Tashmish. But Astalo Yizevel states to, right? Yizevel made two pictures or something like that. Zonos Mirakato. So he would see these pictures, and therefore he would be mechamim, and now be willing to do tashmish. And those were the zonos that were washed in his blood. I don't know. So now the Gemara says by Achav as well. It says v'ish marshach b'keshlus l'sumo v'yake, and the pasuk continues as melech Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar Omar l'fitumo. Reminds me l'fitumo. Doesn't mean like l'fitumo could either mean like he didn't know what he was doing, or l'fitumo means a tam, it's a tzadik. So he did sitkus. He did between us. He didn't know that he was killing the king of Israel. Rava Amar, Latuma means Latameim Shnei Chazyonos. Latuma means to somehow to create or to satisfy the two Nevuos. Sorry? Achash Shal Michayo be Achash Eliyo. One was Michayo's and one was Eliyo's Nevuah. Okay. Simon Kara Vizacha Be'edom. Ksiv. Pasuk says now, by Ovadyahu. Ovadyahu was one of the Nevi'im at the times of Achav, and he saved 100 Nevi'im. He put them in the caves. So, Ksiv, Vayikra Achav el Ovadyahu asher al habayis, Ovadyahu hayarei es Hashem ha'od. Right? Maika amakra. What do you need to, the end of the passage, tell me that Ovadyahu was a Yirei Hashem? Why does he say this exodus that he was Yirei Hashem? So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Lei, Achav says to, basically what happened was Achav said to Ovadyah, by Yaakov and Lavan, Lavan recognized that I'm a Russian, but you were within my house, and you sat, and I got a lot of bracha. And by Yosef, by Yivarech Hashem as Beis Hamitzvah Bilal Yosef, that the house of Potiphar was blessed because of Yosef. So Avojahu, you're in the house of Achav, and what's going on? Nothing's happening. So right, but Beis Adugavra, meaning of Achav, lo have a mivrach. They didn't have bracha. I mean, there was no rain, there was nothing. So Shema lo yirei lehimata. Maybe you're not fearful of Hashem. Nevertheless, he was very God-fearing. Just the house of Achav wasn't really to have bracha. Rabbi Abba says, "Gadol shenemar be'avodjahu yotimah shenemar be'avram." The shevach that said about Avodjahu is greater shevach than said about Abraham. The ilu be'avram Abraham loksiv ma'od. It just says ki yirei Elohim ata. But by Ovadyahu ksiv, Ovadyahu yirei Hashem ma'od. So I don't know if you're missing that, it means that Ovadyahu was a more of a yirei Hashem than Avram. Who was a more yirei Hashem than Avram? By Avram, he was talking, Hashem was talking to him in his face. So you don't say such big shevach to somebody in his face. But Ovadyahu, he was still, the terms used to describe Avodah was a greater term used in that to describe Avram. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, b'nei ma zocha Avodah nevius. Why was Avodah zocha to get nevuah? We don't ask this about any other navi. So Rashi says because Avodah was a ger. So a ger, you have to have pure yichus, I guess, to get nevuah. And since Avodah was a ger, he shouldn't have been roiv for nevuah. All right. So mipnei, the reason is mipnei shehichbi made neviim b'ma'ara, because he hid 100 neviim, because he's ever wanted to kill the neviim, and when Avajal heard about this, he hid 100 neviim, 50 in one cave, 50 in another cave. Shenem Mars, the pasuk says, "Vayhi ba'achris yizev las nevei Hashem," when he's ever wanted to kill all the neviim, "Vayikach Avajal may neviim v'yachbiyem chamishim ish b'ma'ara," he put 50 in each cave, and the pasuk continues, "V'chukulam lechol mayim," and he fed them bread and water. So the pasuk says, he sees the year of Hashem that he was willing to go against this decree of Yizebel and hide these nevuim, and therefore he himself was zochah to nevuah. So Maishna Chamishim Ish, Gemara asks, why do 50-50? Why did he hide them all in one spot? Maishna Chamishim Ish. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Miyakov Lamar. What? Miyakov Lamar. He learned it from Yaakov because the pasuk says, "V'ayim Machane Nishal Afleita." Right? In Yevo, it's Esav Machane Achas Viko, V'ayim Machane Achav Nishal Afleita. Let's at least say 50-50 of them. Rabbi Yavoah Amar, like you said, Lefishein Marog Mechazekas Yosem Mechamishim Ish. That was the size of the cave. You couldn't get more than 50 into the cave. Okay. Now the Gemara brings more about from Rabbi Yitzchak on Avodah. The pasuk says in Avodah, Chazon Avodah Ko Amar Hashem Elokim LeEdom. Right? Basically, all of Avodah's nevuahs are about Edom. Right? That's why the Avodah is the Haftorah for Vayishlach, because it's about Avodah and Avodah apparently are the same people here. Okay, so Maishna Avodah LeEdom. Why does Avodah Dafka give nevuah about Edom? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Avodah Hadar Ben Shnei Rishayim. Let Avodah, who lived amongst two Rishayim, meaning Achav and Yizevel, the low lami maaseh, I mean, he didn't learn from their evil maasim. The Inabal Esav Arash, and he should give nevuah on Esav Shadar Ben Shnei Tzadikim, who lived amongst two Tzadikim, meaning Yitzchak and Rivka, the low lami maaseh, and he didn't learn from the maaseh. Ben Yodah asked, what I mean, two Tzadikim? He lived amongst three Tzadikim. Yaakov was there as well. So he says, you never listen to your younger brother. So he would never learn from his younger brother. Okay. Also, Yaakov wasn't, there's another answer, he says that Yaakov wasn't there the whole time, Yaakov ran away. I don't know, it could have even been more. Beginning of his life, he lived with Avram. Whatever, he was brought up in the house of two tzaddikim, and he didn't learn from the Maisim Tovim, let Avodah, who lived in the house of two Rishayim, and he didn't learn from those Maisim. So, Amar Ephraim Mikisha'a, Talmido Sherav Meir, Mishum Rav Meir, says the name of Rav Meir, Avodah Ger Edomi Haya. He was a convert from Edom. That's why Bedafka he gave nevuah about Edom. Vahayim Damri Inchi, and this is what people regularly say, Mine Ube Iba Nezu Be Narga. From the tree itself, that's the type of axe you should use. You know, made from the same substance is what you use to knock it down. How does he translate that? Okay, that's similar like diamonds. Nothing cuts diamond but diamond. You have to put diamond on the wheel. That's the only thing. That's what he says. And the Gemara brings another pasuk. I don't know the halacha. I'm not sure. I think we accept. You accept from Edom, but you're just saying that he shouldn't have been a navi because he was a ger. Nothing to do with being from Edom. Just knows that a ger stam. It's not a navi. So now the Gemara is going to bring that this memory, this idea that you know, basically you give the tree, you use the same substance as the tree itself to knock it down. It's from David. It says by David and Shmuel Beis Parachas Pasuk Beis. It says by Yachas Moav, he hit Moav. By Yimadadim bechevel hashchev otam arza. Amar Rav Yochanan Shmuel Bishmol ben Yochai Hayu Damri Inchi Mineu Bei Ibel Ezel Benarga. Like David was the one who came from Rus, so he's the one Rus Moavia. So he's the one who hit the nation of Moav. Ki Asur Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Yarech Mitocho Masrachas. The decaying of the body starts from its own basar. So too, Avajo came from Edom is going to give the nevuah of the evil of its nation. So too, by David who came from Moab is going to knock Moab because he comes from within, I guess. Okay, now Aga that they talk about drasha by Moab, the Gemara's bring a drasha by Misha Melech Moab. It says about Misha Melech Moab. Vayikach as Benoah Bechor, he took his eldest son, this is a Malachim Beis, Asher Yumal Tachav, who was the heir to the throne, Vayileo Ola Rechoma, and he sacrificed him as a sacrifice. So there's a Machlokes Rav with Shmuel, Chad Amar L'Shem Shemayim, he sacrificed him L'Shem Shemayim, V'Chad Amar L'Shem Hodazara, he sacrificed him L'Shem Hodazara. So Gemara says, Bishlam Alaman Dam L'Shem Shemayim. It makes sense that he did this L'Shem Shemayim, because the Pasuk says there, Hayim Dixir, this is where the Pasuk says there, that he ketzev Gadol Yisrael. Because he sacrificed him, there was like this big taino against Yisrael. Basically, because if a guy is not Mitzuvah to worship Hashem, and he did this L'Chavod Hashem, so Yisrael, that's Mitzuvah to Avod Hashem, they also should be doing Ritzon Hashem. I don't know. Yeah, okay. So El Laman the Amr Lashem Abu Zara Amai Vahi Ketzef. What said he did about Abu Zara? You know, what's the Nachan Klai Yisrael? What's the Vahi Ketzef? What do you mean? What are we supposed to do like him? He did it Abu Zara. He killed his son. I don't get it. So the Gemara says the reason why they had Ketzef is because it revealed their sin. Kid the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was asked a kastir between two psukim. Ksiv and Yecheskel Perakei. You didn't do like the Ma'isim Agoyim. And then another pasuk in Yid Aleph, it says, you did do like all the Ma'isim of the Goyim around you. So the Gemara says, answers, like the good ones amongst them, they bring down, that's Eglon. Right, that was Eglon Melech Moab. With the story of Ehud was the lefty who came in and he said, I had Dvar Hashem, and Eglon stood up. Which some say is the source for standing up for Yehesh Me'rava. But that's the source. So he stood up. So like those people, lo asisem. You didn't do like the good deeds of them. But to call them Shebehem, but like the evil ones, like Misha, Melech Moab, who sacrificed his son, asisem. You did do. But they sacrificed, so the Jews apparently were sacrificing their sons. Okay. So the Gemara brings now what the punishment was. So right, the full pasuk there is Vayhi Ketzef Gadol Yisrael Vayisu Me'alav Vayishuv La'aretz, and they were taken away and they brought to a different land. Amar Pchina Bar Papa. Right, it doesn't say Vayishuv La'artzam. It says Vayishuv La'aretz. But also Shar Yardu Rishayin Shal Yisrael L'Madrega Tachtona. At that moment, the Rishayim of Yisrael, which I think is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael itself, right? They went all the way down to the lowest level. I don't know, what does that mean? They went to the lowest level of Gehenna, I guess. Alright, so now the Pasuk said also, back to where we said that Ovadiyahu was Yir Hashem Ma'od, so we're going to focus on the word Ma'od, right, when we finish the Perek, it says by Abishak HaShunamis, who was brought in to keep David warm, it says, V'hanara Yafa Ad Ma'od, she was pretty, Ad Ma'od, up to Ma'od. She was not even half as pretty as Sarah. Dixiv ad ma'od, lo ma'od b'chlal, and not up to ma'od. And by Sarah it says ki yafahi ma'od. Again, today's shir was sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, the Zeicher Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda, whose yahrzeit is today. Everyone should have a good day.